Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jim and Jim.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking up. We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon. This is a surprise. You know, on Tuesday we said that we would not be going up because we were going to begin our celebration. But you know what? I got a call today, and I had to hit this button. You're waking up with Linda McShann. This is Think Thursday. And this show is being sponsored by CDC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goal through education, training, workshops, life skills. But we focus on our youth here. You know, we're old school. We play old school because old school really has a message in the music. So we're old school over here. Every now and then we'll put some stuff in there. But this evening, I got a call from my friend, my very best friend, Mario Tate, the singing chef. And he said, are you going up? I said, no. And let me tell you about this young man. He can be flown from Africa to Australia. They have him going all over the world. If you want your meal to be top of the line, and your guests to be happy, 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 you want to get catered by the Tate Experience. Mario Tate, the singing chef, he'll theme it, he'll prep it, he'll cook it fresh from scratch. And after everything is prepared, and after your friends are at wow for the presentation that he puts out there, he'll take off that chef hat, put on that tuxedo, and entertain your guests. He is one-stop shopping to me. I've been for many, many years. But when he said that he was coming on, I had to hit that button. And he's going to talk to us this evening to think about food for thought. But before we get going, I'd like to say, Leos, we're still celebrating out here. We're celebrating. Happy, happy. And I'd like to give condolences again and prayers to my friend, Anajula Nuri, who passed in a tragic way. So we're going to say, Nuri family, we're with you out there. And before Mario comes on, it's about life, death, and relight. Dr. Glenda Davis, defeat diabetes, and she is no joke. We'll be having a master class tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. If you are a late sleeper on Saturday morning, just stay up all night. Those persons out there with diabetes or with friends or family with diabetes, check out this masterclass. You're going to get re-educated. You have to unlearn to relearn to live again. And she is the one that's going to educate you on that. She is no joke. She is the real deal. Defeat Diabetes, Dr. Glenda C. Davis. I'm going to give you the website so that you can go in and register. You don't want to miss this. www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. It's posted out on Facebook. The link is there. For those of you who don't go into the Facebook, it is the Happy Healthy Team or defeatdiabetes.com. But the link to register with is www.diabetestransformationmasterclass.com. And it's no charge. You don't want to miss this. See, we have to have life, death, and re-life again. That is all we work on here. To my friend, the Neary family, the physical no longer, but the spirit leads on. Keep that in mind. And before, I'll share this with you from my favorite mentor, Dr. Sakari Keita. Whether we regard difficulties in life as misfortunes or whether we view them as good fortune depends entirely on how much we have forged our inner determination. It all depends on our attitude or inner state of life. With a dauntless spirit, we can lead a cheerful and thoroughly enjoyable life. We can develop a self of such fortitude that we can look forward to life's trials and tribulations with a sense of profound elation and joy. We say, come on, obstacles, I've been expecting you. This is the chance that I've been waiting for. Yeah, that is my favorite mentor that gives us the guidance of how to live as true humanitarians, creating happiness for ourselves and others. I'm going to play you a little bit of this, and then we're going to bring my friend Mario Tate on the singing chef. Take a look, because this is what I'm giving to him. This is it.
Come to me.
That's right. That's going out to Mr. Mario Tapa, singing chef, because he is the best. And that's no joke behind it. If you think I'm kidding, have an event, you give him a call and see. And if you can call me back and say that I lied to you, you won't be able to say that. You'll be booking him from then on out because he is the best out there. Mario Tate, good evening. Are you with us this evening?
I'm coming in hot, Linda.
Hey, Mario, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I know you're busy. But when you gave me that call, I had to bring it. I had to hit the button.
Buses on strike want to raise the fare so they can help pollute the air. But they're what makes the world go round, the ups and downs of character. Changing people head around, go underground, young man. People make the world go round. The most streets are losing doors every share. They're blaming it on longer hair. Big men smoking in their easy chairs. On a pack cigar without a care. But that's what makes the world go round, the ups and downs of caravan. Changing people never around, go underground, young man. People make the world go round. How you doing tonight, darling?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Sobered up? Oh, no, I'm drinking nothing but water. Okay, I'm on this special detox diet, so it's going to be a bit difficult, but I'm going to get through it. Mario, thank you.
The ups and downs of character. Changing people live around, go underground, young man. People make the world go round. 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 Thank you.
Whoa. You know I had to hit that button. You said you were in town and you were going to bring it to me. I had to do it. Mario, thank you so much. You've been traveling, knocking out events back to back, and you think enough to come on and yeah, just give us that goodness. How in the world are you? You to me.
I am doing well. And I hope that that is the same with everyone out there listening this evening. You know, we could find so many things to complain about, but it's much easier to just decide that you're going to be happy and that you're going to be right, that you're going to be all right.
That's true.
You know,
Hawaii, loss of life, things that are happening out here,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's really, really crazy.
When you said Thoughtful Thursday, I thought food for thought. You know, I always got to tie the food in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken
yeah.
soup
talk
for the soul.
Yeah.
Yes.
about that.
You know, food for the soul. You know, that song I thought was really kind of apropos, even though it's not like a typical birthday song, but I think it's something that gives you something. You know, that song was written, I was a kid when that song was written, and it's so interesting to me how the lyrics have withstood the test of time, because we could actually look in the headlines of things that are going on in the world right now and find that same feeling in that song. You know, it's like Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. You know, it's the lyrics represent the time, and it's so interesting that there's some of the same issues that were going on in the late 60s, early 70s that we are dealing with. Again, people need to really pay attention. But food for thought on Thursday, you know, one of the things I was like, so how am I going to put this together and talk? So, you know, there were thoughts that came to my head. One of the first things was gratitude. You know, and I asked myself this morning, what are you grateful for? You know, like I said, we could always find so many things that we could surround the negativity of and allow that to be our reality or our existence. And if you just stop for a moment and be grateful to have a moment of gratitude for life, just for everything good, everything bad, because it takes yin and yang in order for things to work out in life. I'm a firm believer in that. So there's a positive and a negative that goes along with everything. We should not allow ourselves to become complacent and satisfied with those things that come along with negativity, and do everything that we can to usher positivity, not just into our lives, but into the lives of those who are around us, you know. And we do that in so many ways. We do it with our art. We do it with just a simple smile, a kind gesture, a kind word. It's so easy to be nice. It takes so much more energy to do all of that other stuff. So gratitude for me is true appreciation for what I have, for who I am and what I have in my life. And it might be considered by someone else to be the raggediest of the rag, but to me, it's a silk garment, and I just wear it and live it. And I think gratitude is so important. If you just look, you can find something to be thankful in everything and everywhere you go. Even the weeds that grow along the side of the road have the nerve to grow flowers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right.
So we have to be able to find something to be grateful about. And then something that came across, that I get on my social media, on my Facebook, I get a lot of sayings. I try to stay away from all of the negativity and the violence and everything that's there. And so I get a lot of quotes and sayings that come through my feed. And this was something that also came through this morning. And I thought, wow, it's so simple, but yet it's really, really, really profound. Not every place you fit in is where you belong.
Mm-hmm.
Not every place you fit in is where you belong. And so what that said to me was to learn, practice to be more flexible and non-judgmental, and that when you go into certain places to be a light or to be of a positive influence in a situation, just because you're in that situation in the moment does not mean that you have to live in that situation. Sometimes we think that we have to wallow down in situations with people in order to make a difference. But if you wallow down in it, how can you stand out from it and see what needs to be done? If you're operating in my faith, we call that the world of animalism.
Mm-hmm.
Where we operate from a very basic place of our anger and insecurity and negativity, you know. So just because we're in a place, because we also believe that there are other existences, 9 other worlds that exist within that. So that goes from happiness to a whole bunch of things. And so why allow yourself to constantly or permanently exist in a certain place of negativity and toxicity when you can decide this is
mm-hmm.
not where I belong.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to do what it is that I need to do to, as the young people say, level up.
mm-hmm.
You know, we level down a little, you know, we level down a little bit. We think we have to wallow in the muck and mire of things, but you can't pull somebody up if you're down in the dirt with them.
No, you can't.
So we have to get rid of pettiness and you know, our little idiosyncrasies and the little things about people that we allow to irritate us so much that we get outside of our purpose and our path of who we are and where we're trying to go, you know. And then sometimes we reach down to help people who have to realize and understand that we have to also be willing to help ourselves. We can fall down 1,000 times, but we have to be willing to fight to get up every single time.
Yes.
And to not take up space and to not rent space in those negative places, because they're only going to destroy us. So not every place you fit in is where you belong.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I've experienced that, and you do have options, you know, but you have to be wise with wisdom when you step in, to be very, very observant and to listen. And if you're not a person that's going to stay down into that darkness, you step up out of it, okay? But
absolutely.
Check it out. You have to check it out because,
absolutely.
You know, there's
absolutely.
Like – the organizations and people always say one thing and do another, but when you and if you're involved with youth, with me, I'll hurt you about a youth, okay? And I see that if this is supposed to be set up for the youth, then why aren't the youth benefiting from it, okay? What is this all about? Is this about the youth or is this for you? And once I make that observation and I put everything in a slot, I'll step away from it. In some organizations, you know, we help each other and we speak a lot about friends, being a friend, and you're there for a friend, but that friend got to be there for themselves too, okay? That stuff can wear out. That can wear out.
Absolutely. Okay. There's an old saying that says if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, but if you teach a man to fish, you feed him for life. And so
that's
we
right.
have to be willing to, like I said, be leveled up, meaning prayed up, however it is you pray, be prayed up to have the discernment of the environment. You know, my nieces like to say, you got to know your personnel. So
I like that.
don't be so in it that you can't be of value.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be so extracted from it that you can't have compassion for it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
mm-hmm.
compassion is strict.
Very.
Sometimes it can even seem to be harsh. But if it's what a person needs to hear or get in the moment, you have to have the courage to be compassionate enough to tell that person the truth or show them mm-hmm. the truth. You know, you can't. Call yourself being a of encouragement to someone, but you're leading them down the wrong path by jumping in the boat with the negativity and partaking in all of that. What are you showing them but how to act more of a fool or be more detached from the reality of what's going on, you know? So you have to be prayed up enough to be able to discern and know your personnel, be compassionate enough to understand the environment. And when you purify your senses in that way through honest and sincere compassion and prayer for others, and not always in a self-centered place of praying for yourself and the things that you want, it brings us to a place where we can actually have something to give someone that's of value in the right circumstance, in the right situation, if we are paying attention.
If we're paying attention, that's the most important thing. Not only paying attention and listening, you know, you have to listen.
You know, this is, and it's absolutely for sure. This is another one that came across my feed this morning. Albert Einstein said, "Once you stop learning, you start dying."
Mm.
And I was like, "Wow!" But when you think about it, when you think about the true sense of and in the scheme of all of this that we've talked about so far, because it's all about learning. You know, wisdom is principle. It's a principal thing, but understanding is even more important. So when we're learning, when we're grasping, we also need to have understanding so that we can also have compassion.
Yes, I'm a full believer of that. I like these quotes.
We have
to
always be willing to learn. You know, don't ever think that you've gotten to a place. I have a lot of friends, and we are all, you know, approaching our 60s, and some are already in their 60s. And it just cracks me up how some of them think that they've just lived and that it's the end all to beat all and that there's no more growing to do.
Mm.
Every day that you have the opportunity to open your eyes and breathe in fresh air and get up and stretch and do your morning yawn and get started with your day before you can make that cup of coffee, before you can make that cup of tea, have that Danish, make those eggs, those grits, whatever it is. You need to see. I always gotta add food in there.
Yes.
Before whatever you do, seriously, that moment that you take to be thankful, be grateful, and then say, "Okay, world, what have you got for me today?"
Uh-huh.
No matter what it is. Because you can learn from your mistakes, you learn from the good, you learn, let everything be a learning opportunity in life. You know, don't let everything get you down. You know, it's so easy to be down, so easy. It's easy to let that stuff weigh you down, but the courage you have to push that, excuse my language, push that shit off of you. Push it off. Push it off, dust yourself off. Nat King Cole said, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again.
That's right.
But do it with like a life inspired till the battle of your day is done each and every day. Get up with the sun, go down with the sun, and go down fighting every day to win.
Always,
you know,
to
and
win.
If you just go in fighting fighting against your own negativity, you'll win over so much because that's all you got control over.
That's true.
And then you polish that up and you become a light in the world, and people start asking you, "So what is it that you do? This is something about you." You start glowing and shining. So don't ever stop living. Keep that light polished by learning something new every day. You ever hear say of an old dilapidated house? I don't want to look like no dilapidated house. I want to look like a bright shining mansion. People want to walk through the gates and find the peace that exists in this beautiful place. And you do that by cleaning yourself out every single day.
Well, you know, I'm checking, I'm writing, I got writer's cramps over here. I'm trying to jot these notes down because what you're saying, Mario, is, you know, that's the way we do it every day. You know, we're victorious over here no matter what. And when you said that word fight, my hair just started dancing on my head because I tell persons every time, everything I've ever gotten in life, I had to fight for. So you know I know how to fight. okay? And you know I know how to teach others to fight. And it's not about my fight. I had to learn, but I feel you can learn from a baby. Each one teach one. That's what it's about over here. And like you're saying, be a
light. You can learn a lot from babies.
Oh, yeah.
You can learn a lot from babies, yeah.
Yeah, but if you have a Miss Know-It-All and can't nobody tell you anything, and any time they're talking, you're talking. If you're talking when they're talking, are you listening? No, you're not listening. You're missing something. So either, you know, don't interfere with the process. We all have to be aware. You know, Tiffany with an eye comes on. Tiffany is I see it, I change it, I correct it, and I complete it. Tiffany with an eye is on the line. I didn't know how you felt. May I bring her in? I don't know if she has a question or not, but is it okay if I bring her in, Mario? Let's see if she has a question. Do you mind that?
This is your show.
Hey, but you know I'm polite over here. Tiffany with an eye. We see you're on here, and we welcome you because we weren't going to do the thing Thursday, but we're not going to do Find It Out Friday. And Tiffany is the Find It Out
right.
Friday and my Monday person. But when Mario gave me a call, I gave you a call, and I'm so glad you could drop whatever it was you would do out there and join. I know you've been listening. Do you have anything to chime in and ask Mario? You know, I got the best of the best on here, both of you guys. So what would you like to put in there? With all of this stuff we just talk about, we know how you feel about gratitude and, you know, and never remember every place you sit in. What does this say? He said, please say that again, Mario. Never over. Something about just because you sit in don't mean you have to stay there.
Not every place you fit in is where you belong.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You know, Mario, every time you come on, it's such a delight. And you just bring, you know, something different every time. And everything you said, I'm in agreement with. I really am. Gratitude. I even had to be reminded of gratitude after you said it today. And I am very grateful. I'm very grateful for a lot of things. And, you know, and it's true. You may not belong where you think you should be. You know, sometimes you're in places and you're trying to fit in some place and you really don't belong there. And that is very, very true. And actually, I had a conversation the other day about this very same thing. So, you know, as some people say, you're in synchronicity with the universe or, you know, there are no coincidences or anything like that. So I just love everything that you said. And I often say that you have to fill your cup in order for your cup to flow into others, right? And you were like, well, if you're not leveled up, you can't help anybody. You can't, you know what I mean? You can't go down to help someone up or you can't help them if you're not at a level to help them.
I just had that conversation yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah,
so,
I just had that conversation yesterday. So that made that ring true. When I saw that this morning, I was like, okay, universe, what you got going on today? This was before I called Linda on the phone to see if she was going up, because my purpose and intent was to dial in and surprise her with just to sing happy birthday. And then, of course, she took that and was like, okay, what you want to talk about?
Of course, right? Because she really doesn't, you know, she told me on Tuesday, well, you know, Friday's the day and Friday's my birthday, so you know today's the end of the week. I said, okay. So then when you called, everything changed. Okay, let me just let you know that. Okay. So everything changed on Thursday. I didn't think we were going to, you know, I didn't think anybody was going to come on or anything was happening. But when you called, it all changed for the good.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad because, you know, she really cares a lot about you. And I have heard so many wonderful stories about you.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I know she's just as happy as she could be because she had a song dedicated to her for her birthday.
Yes,
and you know how she feels about her birthday, okay?
Yes. So, which is every
day.
And I feel
honored because every time I call, she just lets me do whatever I want to do. So it's really always really cool. It's always really cool. Here's another one. I don't know who this author is, but it says, wise men speak because they have something to say. Fools because they have to say something.
I like that quote.
I've been having this conversation quite a bit about choosing your battles.
Mm-hmm.
Like every situation does not deserve your air and space. Like everything someone says or everything someone does, you have to see that crap for what it really is. And like I said, keep yourself leveled above it and not even address most of it because it's not really worth giving air and space to.
Mm-hmm.
But you
Absolutely.
Always got that person
totally
who always, they can't just listen. They always got to have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually, what does that have to do with, and it's usually, what does that have to do with what I'm talking about?
Right.
How does this turn to you? And
mm-hmm.
I'm expressing something because people do that a lot as well. Like we don't know how to share space with one another. We're in that one up club where I have this cousin who like, don't say your knee hurts because both of hers are going to be hurting, plus her elbow, plus her neck, plus her back. And it's like, if she asks you how you doing, just say I'm fine, and hopefully she'll just say I'm fine. Because you go one up your ailment every single time, you know. And it sounds kind of funny and trite, but even in other ways, it's like people try to shut you down, you know, because your space might be a little too you might be a little too large for their space. Or they may be
mm-hmm.
a little too small for yours. It's all about perception.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to
mm-hmm.
shut you down and always got to have something to say. My mother used to say something, and I'm going to just, like, bleep it. She used to say, what you eat don't make me bleep.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And RuPaul says a lot of times, she says, what people think of me is none of my business.
That's the one I like.
What people think of me is none of my business. That quote just said to me, I'll pick your battles. And I've really been having that conversation a lot with people about, you know, why did you put up with this person, or why would you put up with that? That's their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that has nothing to do with me. I'm not going to absorb and bring all of that into my energy when it has
mm-hmm.
absolutely nothing to do with me. They just needed to have something to say so that they can feel as though they're taking they think I want spotlight when that's not my intention or my goal, that's theirs. So
mm-hmm.
they want to make it, you know, put a light on you to try to make you seem like you're the negative when they're actually coming from the negative space because they're, again,
mm-hmm.
stuff we've already talked about, they're not listening. They really don't care about your problem. They really don't want to know about your problem. Like I have someone in my life who literally I see the light shut off when they have to stop talking to listen to me speak. And I found myself saying, is this really like a unconditional situation, or is this just predicated on me being a captive audience?
Mm.
There's too much time and space in the day for me to sit still that long and be a captive audience. I got stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have some stuff to do.
mm-hmm. Right? We all should be productive, right?
mm-hmm.
I agree.
You always have to say something. It doesn't matter. They're going to have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that one really rang true for me. And then this final one, a sword is useless in the hands of a coward.
That
mm-hmm.
is my favorite quote. Don't slang it.
You know,
you better tear down a hole.
And that could be so broad. That
yes.
could be so broad
mm-hmm.
because you could talk about knowledge. You could talk about self-esteem in that regard. You could talk about so many different things, you know. But if you've got the power and you know you've got the power, but you also know you are unwilling to use it, it's all useless.
It's useless. It's useless. I like that quote. Mario, because, you know, I'll walk up to you and tell you, you know what, I think you need to don't pick up that sword unless, you know, you got it on the wrong end. I do not want you to cut yourself, okay? Because you got a lot of people that pretend that they slanging it, but they got it on the wrong end. Okay, no, 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 mm-hmm. It's action-orientated. So if you put it down, put it down. We don't want you to cut yourself. You don't have, you have it on the wrong end. But a sword is useless in the hands of a coward. So, you know, I keep mine pushed up all the time over here. I got it by my side. Okay, Let's get it going on. You know, I'm smiling over here. You know anyone that could convince me to hit? When you call, I said, okay, I got to do it. Okay, he's been north, south, east, and west. They flying from Africa to Australia to cook that food. This is a bad, bad chef, y'all. I'm telling you, you're going to have happy, happy, happy guests once they wrap their lips around the forks of anything that the singing chef paid experience. It's an experience. It's an overall experience. It's just what it is from the beginning to the end. That presentation is so beautiful, you're scared to walk up to the table, okay? You haven't seen stuff like that before. I don't care if it's a bowl of olives, but it's the way he puts them together. This is my friend. I love you. You know I love you, Tiffany. I'm so glad she always sticks with you, Mario. I say, we're going to get a blanket and go sit on the beach and drink some apples.
Yes, Mario, because I want my own private, you know, dinner or whatever. I mean, I'll share it with Linda, but I hear that the food's so good, I may not want to share it with anybody. So, but I'll share it with Linda. So I want that private chef experience.
Okay, absolutely. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We have to make that happen.
I am going to make that happen because I love good food. Love
wonderful.
Good food.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. So, Linda, before I go, I do have one more song for you.
Cool. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to send this out to everybody. Thank you so much for coming on, Tiffany, with an I.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. But I want to say I want everybody to join me in wishing Linda a very happy, 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 happy birthday. You're the best, and I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And just keep looking for these blue skies that are shining.
You.
I wish this for you. All right?
Thank you, Mario.
Fly, smiling at me, nothing but blue sky do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right, noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my how they fly. Days, all of them gone, nothing but blue sky from now on. Blue sky smiling at me, nothing but blue sky do I see. And blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right, noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, I got nothing but blue skies from now on. I got nothing but blue skies from now on. You got nothing but blue skies from now on.
Mario, blue skies, I'm like that twinkling cloud floating up in these skies. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a great birthday present. Oh, my goodness. I had to hit this button. I had to hit it. I said, thank you, thank you. I'm a glycerin cloud floating through those blue skies up there, and I intend to keep on twinkling. And if I keep persons around me like yourself and Tiffany with an eye, you know, if you're sick and you want to heal yourself, you don't stay around sick people, okay? You get around people that are healthy. So if you're out there and you have things to do and you're positive, we keep it positive and we make it happen, then you keep those type of people around you. So what was that saying? Every place you fit in, you don't belong there. I'm going to have to get that quote right. Okay, yeah. It has a lot to do. It has a lot to do.
I will definitely send it to you in a text.
I didn't hear you say it again.
I will send it to you in a text.
Okay, that will work with me. You know, Mario, I just want to ask you, give us your information so if one wants to have a happy, happy, happy event with happy, happy guests, how does one get in touch with you?
I am on Instagram at Mario Tate 3102, Facebook at Mario Tate, or at the Tate Experience, Events by Chef Mario Tate on Facebook. My phone number is 323-522-8889. Once again, that's Mario Tate, 3201 on Instagram, Mario Tate, and the Tate Experience, Events by Mario Tate on Facebook, 323-522-8889.
Thank you, Mario, and I'm going to tell the listeners out there, wait till the last minute. He's already booked up a 2024. So if you got something happening, get in touch with him. This is the best out here. Like I say, they flying from Africa to Australia. So what does that tell you? Just to come in and take those taste the dishes lids off of that stuff. Oh, he's bad, 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 bad. That's all. You're going to be happy, happy. I'm tasting it right now. You know, I'm on a special regimen here where I can't eat all that good stuff. But when you said food for thought, you know, food coming to our mind, everything that comes to us feeds us. And it's more about education, as Mario said. And we back again.
We have to feed the mind as well as the body.
Yes, you do. Everything. And again, before I go, listeners, I'm going to tell you again about Dr. Glenda Davis with that defeat diabetes. Yeah, it's a cure for it, but you know they don't want to cure it. Okay, it's a big money maker. But she can educate you. She can teach you how to unlearn, to relearn, to live. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Unlearn, to relearn, to live. You can, you will, and you must defeat diabetes. And she's serious about it. So the masterclass tomorrow at 9 o'clock a.m., I gave you that website. If you have a problem getting up early on Saturday, just stay up all night so you can go get this information. You don't have to have it. You could have a friend or a family member. It's rampant. Our babies got it out here. But you want to listen to her so that you can make sure you don't get it, because she's telling you the truth, and nothing but the truth. Dr. Glenda C. Davis, defeat diabetes is no joke. I'm going to say it. I stand by it. And I suggest, I don't like to tell people what they need to do, but if you got diabetes, you need to listen to her. And that's my spoke on her. Tiffany with an eye, see it, do it, change it, and complete it, is here with us this evening. Tiffany, I want to thank you for coming on. Mario, you know I love you. You know I'm smiling over here. My teeth are shining brighter than my lipstick. You know I got some lipstick on, right? You know I got that lipstick on. So what I'm going to do is say, we're going to call it. We're not coming up tomorrow. Let's find it out Friday. We'll be still celebrating, and we'll be back on mine for Monday. I'd like to say thanks to all of you. It was a surprise tonight. But when this young man calls me, and say he in town or whatever he wants. I am Johnny on the spot because that's how we take care of each other. Each one teach one, each one love one. A friend is a friend, a relative. We practice kindness, positivity, and victories. That's how we do it over here. So stay with us. Stay with us. We're here to show you how to do this. And my mentor, Dr. Sakui Keita, the person that teaches us how to live, gives us the roadmap to be the greatest humanistic individuals that we possibly can be. Check him out, okay? Check him out. That's why we're here. Happy, bright, and light, and we're here to share it with you. Okay, teach one. We're going to get this ball rolling. Stay connected. We're going to care and share out here. And all I can say is I love you. You guys, thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great evening, okay?
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, darling. Mario, I'll be calling, okay?
You're welcome, darling.
All right, that
love.
Was a big surprise. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Kisses, kisses.
Mwah.
Thank you, Mario.
Oh, my mama told me, cause she said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. She said don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. Someone but you.
saying, why don't you say it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.